Psalm 34:5 says, "They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces will never blush in shame or confusion." In today's world, people keep trying to look radiant. All kinds of products and picture touch-up edits exist in which to look amazingly radiant to others. Yet nothing compares to the radiance given to those who look to Christ. Yes, even during contrastingly dark times, looking to our Lord grants a trademark radiance unique to His people. One glimpse of this is when Moses emerged with a shining, radiant face when God spoke in a face-to-face manner with him. Exodus 33:11 says, "Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face-to-face, as a man speaks to his friend." Then in Exodus 34:35, it is noted that, quote, "The people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining, and Moses would put the veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him." Unquote. Yes, Moses' face was so brilliant that he needed to wear a veil when he returned to speak with people. So this week, as we continue in our devotional series on Psalm 34, we come to the verse which says so much, and quote, "They looked to him and were radiant." Unquote. When we repent from our sin and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, we receive the light of the world. And incalculable blessings in Christ ensue. There are so many verses about God's love and light. Let's take a look at a few of them. John 8:12 says, "Once more Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Psalm 118:27 includes this profound fact. "The Lord is God, and He has given us light, illuminating us with His grace and freedom and joy." You can even take a look in the book of Job and find this verse in Job 29:24, in which Job said, "I smiled at them when they did not believe, and they did not diminish the light of my face." And then, going back to the New Testament, when the first martyr Stephen sat before the council, his killers looked at him and couldn't deny that his, quote, "face was like the face of an angel," unquote. That was from Acts 6:15. Today, in a world entertained yet in despair from darkness, from the ruler of this world, the devil who produces false light, we need to remember that Christ is stronger and He will return to make all things right. Until then, we need to savor this promise from God's word. 1 John 5:18 says, "We know with confidence that anyone born of God does not habitually sin, but he, Jesus, who was born of God, carefully keeps and protects him, and the evil one does not touch him." Yes, my friends, let's look up to Jesus. Let's take his word to heart. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us, for sending Jesus, for giving us this tremendous opportunity to be reconciled with you. We repent. We receive you, Lord Jesus, the light of the world. We receive you as Savior and Lord, and hold nothing back in our lives. We surrender everything. Please rule and reign. We rely on you alone for salvation. We believe that you died on the cross, bearing our punishment for all our sins, and that you rose triumphantly, conquering sin and death for us. And we confess you as Lord. We pray you would help us as we look to you to just seek your face, and also, of course, ask for your hand, but to move on our behalf, but also just to love you, and then share your love with others. Help us, Lord, to just really spend time with you, and then give you glory as we shine with your light in this dark world. We pray for your best for all prayer requests. Pray for your best for all the listeners who are praying right now. Pray for our pastors. Pray for leaders. Pray for our country. Pray for just your best for every person's prayer request. We bless your name together and thank you so much that you didn't leave us in darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Spend time with the Lord Jesus as his friend. Yes, spend time with him. Speak with the Lord Jesus as his friend. Seek his face and shine radiantly for his glory as you share his story. You will not be put to shame in the end. Remember Psalm 34:5? They looked to him and were radiant. Their faces will never blush in shame or confusion. Amen.